just want to say just a few words. Gospel teaching is so clear. Although, I suppose we could say it's clearly directed to the Pharisees, not to me, not to you. And then, of course, we would benefit not at all from reading this. But first of all, the Lord is speaking his woes to whom? To the Pharisees. They were the leaders, the religious leaders. They were the conservative religious leaders. They were the ones who took very, very seriously their religion, the Jewish religion. They tithed, and that is exactly what we were supposed to do from the beginning. And Jesus does not tell them that they shouldn't tithe. In fact, he says, that is exactly what you ought to have done. But they neglected some other things. They were very, very good at nitpicking. Very, very good at being legalists in their religion. But when it came to justice and the love of God, they failed. That's where they failed. Oh, they loved to have people recognize them. They liked the salutations in the marketplaces, the best seats in the synagogues. And when Jesus said, "Woe to you hypocrites, you Pharisees, you are like graves which are not seen, and men walk over them without knowing it." But you guys are dead. You're dead. Where is your spiritual life? Where is the life? You're already in the grave. And then, of course, the lawyers. Now, not all the Pharisees were lawyers. I think that's important to notice, first of all. First it says, "Woe to you Pharisees." Well, then you have the scribes. The scribes were the specialists among the Pharisees. Teacher, you know, you're getting pretty close to home here. You offended us too. And he said, "Woe to you also, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and yourselves do not touch the burdens of one of your fingers." We can make out of Orthodox Christianity the greatest burden of all to bear, can't we? We certainly can. We have our fasts, we have our services, and we can, with diligence, force these on people and say, "What kind of Christian are you? What kind of Orthodox Christian when you don't make all the services, you don't do all the fasts, and you don't do your prayers?" And in the end, we don't try to encourage people to do these things with love and mercy. If I read this correctly, what's missing among the Pharisees is simple love and mercy. Simple love and mercy. I got a call yesterday from a Christian, Orthodox Christian, who was virtually crying. He was a weak Christian in the sense that he was easily offended. And he said, "You know, my priest, he's so judging me. And I want to tell you that I hope I said the right thing." I said, "You need to talk to your priest. How can I talk to him? He's just so judgmental, he won't listen. He's judging." And I can't do anything. You need to talk to him. Just anyway, finally he said, "Well, I called this bishop over here out east, and He said, go to a different Orthodox church. So I told him to call his own bishop. Well, then if you can't resolve this, you know, call your own bishop. But what bothered me was that whether this priest was purposely coming across very judgmental or not, I hope he wasn't. But that's the way it was received by this man. And I know for a fact that this man struggles with emotional, at least he struggles with emotional issues. And maybe he struggles with mental illness. But it seems like someone was just not connecting. And he understood the heart and the ministry. He said, there's no ministry. He was just so upset. And the thing was, it was coming across as hard and harsh, with no love and no mercy. God forbid that we should ever, ever represent Christ and the Orthodox faith with all of its great disciplines and services and prayers, represent that as a burden that would kill people who can't live up to what some of us believe is what we should all do. But anyway, my heart went out to him. And I had talked to the... Anyway, I'm not going to go into all that. You might want to... I tried to figure out who the priest was. You don't know. But anyway, that's what I see in this text, and that's what I want to impress upon us. I am the Pharisee, because I'm the leader in this sense. Let me put myself in this text. It's the leaders of the church that Jesus is talking to. Leaders, the teachers. All of us were leaders. And we must do everything we can. You don't put a finger there to help the burden. Courage and love. May we be known as disciples of Christ by our love for one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.